Welcome to NVDA, Non-Visual Desktop Access. Hi, my name is Joseph Lee, and I'll be your tour guide around NVDA, a free open source screen reader for Microsoft Windows. This tutorial series is divided into three parts. In section one, we'll talk about what NVDA is, and we'll go through various installation and update scenarios. We'll also talk about how to start and quit NVDA and various concepts and keyboard commands that are used throughout NVDA. In section two, we'll talk about all about entering and reading text, all about objects, and navigating the web using NVDA. We'll also talk about how to use some of the popular applications with NVDA. In section three, we'll go through how you can customize NVDA to your liking, as well as advanced tools such as Log Viewer, and various add-ons out there which you can use to enhance your experience while using NVDA. So, let's get started with this series, shall we? What is NVDA? Let's talk about what NVDA is and what it offers. NVDA is a free, open-source, extensible screen reader. Open-source. When you hear the word open-source, there's some things that could pop into your mind, like Linux, Android, OpenOffice, and so forth. These are all open-source projects. NVDA is one of them. Open-source stipulates that you can read the source code somewhere, typically online on the site, download the source code and modify it to your liking. And NVDA, being an open source, allows that. And also NVDA uses GNU GPL license, so you can download and modify NVDA source code to fit your needs. NVDA is free. Although you may say it's free, it lacks so many features. Contrary to that, NVDA has advanced features found in many screen readers, such as object navigation, support for many popular applications, and so on. NVDA is extensible. What I mean by extensible is there are so many add-ons out there which enhances functionality of NVDA. For example, there is an OCR add-on that's out there to scan images and whatnot. There's even an add-on out there which allows you to read weather information. Or there are add-ons out there which enhances access to certain programs. So who makes NVDA? NVDA is developed by a non-profit organization based in Australia called NV Access. This organization is staffed by two people, Michael Curran, who we call Mick, and James Tay, who we nicknamed Jamie. These two people are lead developers of NVDA, and they're both blind. Besides these two people, we have a number of contributors out there, including various groups who fund NVDA, NVDA translators, add-on developers, and so forth. And I am also one of the contributors who helps out with testing various features and providing NVDA translation in a language. NVDA features. So what features does NVDA have? As mentioned, NVDA supports recent versions of Windows. It supports anywhere from XP, Vista 7 and 8, and server counterparts. It also runs on 32-bit and 64-bit versions of Windows. Unlike other screen readers such as JAWS for Windows, there is no separate installer for 32-bit and 64-bit. All you need is just one installer file or install NVDA on any 32-bit or 64-bit versions of the aforementioned Windows version. NVDA comes with a portable multilingual synthesizer called eSpeak, developed by Jonathan Duddington. It supports many languages. And besides eSpeak, which is default,
NVDA also supports other synthesizers such as SAPI 5, Speech Platform, both from Microsoft, Xvox Pico, Ivona TTS, and Nuance Vocalizer, the latter two being commercial synthesizers, with certain proceeds from their sales goes to NVDA developers as donations. And for reference, certain parts of the tutorial will be done in eSpeak, while other parts will be done using Nuance Vocalizer, which itself is an add-on of NVDA. NVDA not only provides speech output, but also you can read what it says using Braille. It supports many Braille displays such as Focus and PacMate series of Freedom Scientific, BrailleNote, Brilliant, and others from HumanWare, BrailleSense, BrailleLegend, SyncBraille from HIMSS, various Paper Mario Braille displays, Alva displays, Seika, and other displays from various manufacturers. It also supports many more Braille displays using a program called BrailleTTY, which is a separate program that you need to install on your system. NVDA allows its features to be extended using add-ons such as OCR add-ons, various additional synthesizers, Braille display drivers, and application modules for various programs. And speaking of programs, NVDA supports various programs such as Microsoft Office Suite, LibreOffice, OpenOffice, Lotus Symphony, various web browsers such as Firefox and Chrome, Instant Check clients, terminal for applications, financial software, and others in Java using Java Access Bridge. The recent version of Java already has Java Access Bridge enabled. And there are many more features of NVIDIA, such as extensive customization options, speech dictionaries, and translated into multiple languages. And speaking of international effort, NVDA is available in 40 or so languages, not only in English, but also in languages such as Spanish, French, German, Chinese, as well as Slovak, Tamil, Amharic, Nepali, and so many other languages around the world. And these languages come from various international users of NVDA. And that's some of the highlights of features offered by this powerful, free, open source screen reader for Microsoft Windows. NVDA license. As was mentioned, NVDA is open source. Thus, it conforms to GPL licenses, what's called GNU licenses that are used in many projects. As such, NVAccess permits free distribution of source code. That is to say, you can browse the source code online, download it, and modify it to suit your needs. NVDA's system requirements. I'm sure you may be tempted to run NVDA on any systems, but NVDA, like any programs, well, I should say majority of programs, has its own minimum system requirements. In order to run NVDA, you need to have aforementioned Windows versions, Windows XP, Vista 7 or 8. You need to have a 1 GHz processor, or faster, that is. Most of them are like 2 GHz, like a range anyway, these days. At least 256 megabytes of RAM, or random access memory. Well, these days they have at least 1 gig, as of 2013. And at least 50 megabytes of free space on the installation drive, whether it could be SSD or hard drive, used to store NVDA and its support files. If you want to use NVDA and other advanced functionality, you need to have additional hardware. If you wish to use NVDA and Braille displays, you need to also have a supported Braille displays connected via USB, serial, or Bluetooth. If you want to access touchscreens, which is only available in Windows 8, you need to have a computer equipped with a touchscreen monitor and should install NVDA, not use portable copy. If you want to access Windows Store apps, formerly called Metro apps, Windows 8 only, you need to install NVDA, not use portable version of NVDA. Obtaining NVDA. Now you know some things about NVDA. I guess by now you'll be wondering, where do I download NVDA? So maybe I can try it somehow. To obtain the latest version of NVDA, go to the following website, www.nvda-project.org. Then go to download link, where you can download the latest official version of NVDA. Or you can go to development link, choose snapshots, and download the latest development snapshots of NVDA. The snapshot versions are intended for those who are testing the newest features or for developers. Save the installer to a known location so you can begin installing or create a portable copy, or you can run the installer as you download it. Tutorial version. As you are obtaining and downloading the NVDA, I'd like to tell you that this tutorial is based on NVDA 2013.1. At this point, I'm using the latest snapshot version, NVDA 2013.1, as of mid-January 2013. Your installation or download file version may vary. Installing NVDA. As was mentioned previously, NVDA can be installed in two forms. You can install NVDA on your computer as an install copy, or you can generate a portable version to take it anywhere with you. Assuming you have downloaded the NVDA installation file, go to the folder where you have the installation file. Right now, I'm focused on the folder where the installer resides, and my focus is on the installer itself. So I'll press enter to install the latest version that I have, or rather, the latest version that I think I have. For reference, my operating system is Windows 8.
NVDA dialog, license agreement grouping, license agreement edit multi-line read only, GNU general public license.
Sounds familiar? This is eSpeak. So right now, GNU is a license. A GNU license file is the one that I'm focused on right now, and that's the default thing you should see when you start installer. I'll press tab.
I agree. Checkbox not checked. Alt A. Space checked.
Checked. So you agree with this, and then you can continue on with the installation. After you check the agree checkbox, there are three additional buttons that will appear. I'll press tab.
Install NVDA on this computer button. Alt I.
Install NVDA on this computer.
Create portable copy button, Alt P.
Create portable copy.
Continue running button, Alt C.
Continue running. So the first button is install NVDA on this computer, so you can use it anytime when you have your computer with you. Or you can create a portable copy, so you can take it anywhere with you. Or you can run NVDA in temporary version for demonstration purposes, for example. So,
install NVDA on this computer button, Alt I.
Press enter.
Install NVDA dialog to install NVDA to your hard drive. Please press the continue button. Use NVDA on the Windows logon screen checkbox checked, Alt L.
If you check this box, when your computer starts, NVDA will start at the logon screen. This is useful if you have an account where you need to enter passwords or to choose different among different accounts. Press tab.
Create desktop icon and shortcut key control alt N checkbox checked alt D.
If you check this, on the desktop, an icon for NVDA will be created, and also control alt N will be assigned to start NVDA anytime, anywhere.
Continue button alt C.
I'll press enter.
In secure desktop.
This is new with Windows Vista, Windows 7, and also Windows 8. If you have a UAC, if you have Windows Vista, you could click Continue button. If you have Windows 7 and Windows 8, you would press Alt Y for Yes. And if you have XP, it will not appear.
Installing NVDA dialog. Please wait while NVDA is being installed text. Success dialog successfully installed NVDA. Please press OK to start the installed copy. OK button.
Now, successfully installed NVDA. So in some cases you will hear error dialog, but then install copy will still run fine. This is the ideal setting. You hear success dialog and then install NVDA installation is complete. So I'll press enter to start the install copy.
Now. Welcome to NVDA dialog. Welcome to NVDA. Most commands for controlling NVDA require you to hold down the NVDA key while pressing other keys. By default, the numpad insert and main insert keys may both be used as the NVDA key. You can also configure NVDA to use the caps lock as the NVDA key.
Now, what you're hearing is the NVDA welcome dialog. We'll take a more detailed tour of this later. But for now, by default, this is the one that you'll see when you first start NVDA. And the dings that you heard, the descending tones are when NVDA turns off, and the ascending tones are when NVDA is started.
Download window.
So I'm back at the folder where I have the NVDA installer file. And that's how you install NVDA on your computer. Creating portable copy of NVDA. As opposed to using NVDA on your computer as an installed version, you can create a portable version of NVDA to take it anywhere with you. To do that, there are multiple options you can use, rather multiple methods, I should say. First method, which is something that I'll demonstrate, is using the installer version to create the portable copy of NVDA. Second method is if you have installed version of NVDA, you can go to NVDA menu, go to tools and use create portable copy feature. And the latter half of the processes are similar, the same on both methods. Only the first like two or three steps are different. So let's go ahead and create a portable copy on NVDA. For second reference, this is the only time I'll use eSpeed.
NVDA dialog.
And you see the GNU license page. Now press tab.
I agree, checkbox not checked, alt A, space, checked.
I'll press
install NVDA or create portable copy button, alt B.
Create portable copy, and I'll press enter.
Create portable NVDA dialog. To create a portable copy of NVDA, please select the path and other options, and then press continue. Portable directory, grouping, portable directory, edit alt D.
So I'll install NVDA on my hard drive. So I'll type
C:\
NVDA. And in case you didn't catch it, that's UK English that eSpeak is speaking, not US English. Press tab.
Browse button.
Tab.
Continue button, alt C. Cancel button. Portable directory. Grouping. Portable directory. Edit all.
Now press enter to install on C:\ NVDA portable.
Creating portable copy dialog. Please wait while a portable copy. Success dialog. Successfully created a portable copy of NVDA at C. NVDA portable. OK button.
Enter.
Downloads window. Items new list. NVDA snapshot main 5730.exe14.32.
Now, that is how you create a portable copy of NVDA. And for future reference, these are the only times I will use eSpeak throughout this tutorial series. After this point, I'll be using Nuance Vocalizer, a popular speech synthesizer that blind people love these days, thanks to iPhone, for the rest of the tutorial series. Installing and creating portable copy, method 2. Another way to install and create a portable copy is not using the installer itself, but from NVDA itself. To do that, to give you a little bit of demonstration on that, let's install NVDA from a portable copy. You can also create a portable copy from NVDA installation, which you'll find out later.
NVDA menu.
So I'll go to NVDA menu. To go to NVDA menu, you press the NVDA key and the letter N. Usually NVDA key is insert key on your keyboard.
View log, install NVDA dialog. To install NVDA to your hard drive, please press the continue button. A previous copy of NVDA has been found on your system. This copy will be updated. Use NVDA on the Windows logon screen checkbox checked all down.
The lady who's speaking is Samantha. She is from Nuance Vocalizer, which is the synthesizer we'll be using throughout the series. So it says an existing copy has been found, so
use NVDA on the Windows logon screen checkbox checked focused all down.
And the logon screen checkbox checked.
Keep existing desktop shortcut checkbox checked all K.
You can keep existing desktop shortcut.
Copy portable configuration to current user account checkbox not checked all P.
If you do that, all the add-ons, the voices and whatnot will be available to you.
Checked. Continue button alt C.
Continue.
Update secure desktop.
User account control dialog. Do you want to allow the following program to make changes to this computer? Program name, NVDA slave verified publisher, NV access limited file origin, hard drive on this computer change when these notifications appear settings, no button alt N.
Now that's a UAC saying, they are, now it's reading the contents of the UAC, so I press LY.
Updating NVDA dialog, please wait while your previous installation of NVDA is being updated text.
Well, this is exactly the same prompt that you'll get when you update the install copy of NVDA, which you'll find out on how to do that after this. If a large number of add-ons, it'll take a while to install portable copy to NVDA. Now, if you have an install copy, and if you want to create a portable copy from install copy, you would go to NVDA menu, tools, instead of using install copy, you would choose portable. After that, it's the same as choosing the portable installation directory. And there's another similar checkbox that you saw, a copy install settings to portable version. If you check that, it'll copy the installed settings to a portable version. If you don't check that, then it will not do that. So, as was mentioned, both methods use install copy, installer.
Success dialog successfully updated your installation of NVDA. Please press OK to start the install copy. OK button.
Now, as was mentioned previously, this is the same method as using installer, except that you don't have to deal with choosing which process to use. Either creating a portable copy, installing a copy, and not having to do with GNU licenses. And then that is how you install NVDA from portable drive and vice versa. And we'll come back with updates. Updating NVDA. From time to time, NV Access issues updates to NVDA. This may be major version, minor version, bug fixes, and whatnot. It has been instituted since 2012 with 12.2 version. If you're running the snapshots, you get updates practically daily. So let's go through how you can update NVDA. Using the portable version and from the install copy. And let's start with the install copy first. Because the previous you saw how to update the install copy from the portable drive, and you heard about how you can generate portable copy from the install copy without using installer. So let's start that. Normally, when you press Ctrl-Alt N to start NVDA, you might get update dialog. But because of special circumstances, I updated the install copy from the portable settings, I'll just press enter and NVDA will come up and say
AV automatic connection dialog AV desktop list. User not selected 1 of 23. User not selected 1 of 23.
Okay, so it didn't prompt for automatic updates.
Exit NVDA.
So let's try again. There was a special circumstance when you had to restart NVDA after you installed the installation copy. So if I press Ctrl-Alt N to start the install copy,
taskbar,
it didn't prompt for automatic updates. So if you don't see automatic updates prompt, You can manually check for updates by doing the following.
NVDA menu. User guide you.
Help.
Check for update. C.
Check for update. Enter.
Check NVDA update dialog. NVDA version main 5745 is available. Download and install update button. All die.
Download and install update. So that is typically the update dialog you should see when you start NVDA. Well, if you have an update, that is. I'm using the snapshot version, so I have a main and a build number after that. So when you hear the dialog, you press enter on download and install updates, or
close button alt C.
Close.
Download and install update button alt I.
Download and install updates. You can do that or close it for now. So I'll press enter to download and install.
Please donate dialog. We need your help in order to continue to improve NVDA. This project relies primarily on donations and grants. By donating, you are helping to fund full-time development. If even $10 is donated for every download, we will be able to cover all of the ongoing costs of the project. All donations are received by NV Access, the nonprofit organization which develops NVDA. Thank you for your support. Donate button Alt D.
Now there's a whole text up the donate screen. NV Access is a nonprofit organization, and NVDA is an international effort, not just developed by two blind programmers in Australia, but it also receives donations from international users as well. And then the focus item is donate. If you want to donate, you can press enter on that and it will direct you to a site where you can donate some amounts to NVDA. Or if not, press tab.
Not now button all done.
Not now. I'll press enter on that.
Downloading update dialog elapsed time. 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds remaining time. And no. Cancel button.
The ascending tones you hear is the progress beeps. You can change that in one of the preferences, which you'll meet later. Right now what it's doing is downloading the installer update to your computer.
Desktop list. User not selected, 1 of 23.
And this update check happens every day, every 24
hours.
Install
update dialog update downloaded. It will now be installed. OK button.
This update check happens every 24 hours. You heard download update dialog. It will now be installed. And press enter on that. And you hear the following. This is similar to the installer example we've gone over earlier.
Dialog, please wait while setup is loading. Text.
If you have Windows Vista 7 or 8, you hear the following.
Update, please secure desktop.
User account control dialog. Do you want to allow the following program to make changes to...
If you have Windows XP, you won't hear this. You will go straight to update dialog, and that is the following.
Updating NVDA dialog. Please wait while... Desktop list. User not selected, 1 of 23.
That doesn't happen always, but it sometimes happens. Is that it gets stuck somehow, and then after you install NVDA, it'll automatically restart. In ideal situation, it'll NVDA will update, and then it'll say update NVDA and success dialog, and then it'll automatically restart. That is how you update NVDA installed copy. Now let's learn about updating the portable version.
Exit NVDA dialog.
Okay, so let's update NVDA portable. I actually have a portable version of NVDA on my hard drive, so I press enter.
Desktop list. User not selected, 1 of 23.
So if you haven't already, you'll see automatic updates dialog and whatnot. To do that on the portable version also, if you want to check your update manually.
NVDA user guide you.
C.
Contributor C. Check for update. C.
Check for update. And I'll press enter on that.
NVDA update dialog. NVDA version main 5745 is available. Download update button Alt D.
Now, do you see the difference? Unlike install copy, portable copy says download update, whereas install copy said download and install update.
Close button Alt C. Download update button Alt D.
Download update. I'll press enter on that.
Please donate dialog. We need your help in order to continue to improve NVDA.
Same text as last time. Another thing to notice that if you have the automatic updates turned on, in that case, which you'll find out how to do that later, when the automatic updates dialog appears, there's another button called Remind Me Later. You can actually use that to skip the current version, the update version of NVDA for now.
Not now button all done.
Now press enter. If you had an installed copy, it'll automatically download, but since it is a portable copy, you need some help from outside sources.
Desktop, Windows Internet, Task, View Downloads, Windows Internet Explorer, Dialog View and Track Your Downloads options. View and Track Your Downloads. Save Split Button. DAW Snapshot Main 5745.
Now, that's because portable copy cannot download updates by itself, so you need to open web browser to do it for you.
Run button.
You can just save or you can run the portable installer. And if you notice, the file that you're downloading is actually the installer that you used to install it, or earlier version.
Pressed. DAW snapshot main 5745.x. Do you want to run or save this program? Cancel button. Remove from list button. Remove this download from the list. Remove from list button. Remove this download from the list.
Now, for reference, I'm using Windows 8, and the browser that I'm using, which you'll meet much later as we talk about...
Dialog, please wait while setup is loading. Checks.
In the browser we'll be using to demonstrate how to tour the web with NVDA, I'm using Internet Explorer version 10. Not the Metro version, but I'm using the desktop version
of NVDA. View downloads, Windows Internet Explorer, Dialog View and Track.
Desktop version of web
NVDA
PIE.
Dialog. License agreement grouping. License agreement edit multi-line read only. New general public license.
So, this is exactly the same step as installing the NVDA.
I agree. Check. Create portable copy button, Alt-P. Create portable NVDA.
Here, you can define where to install and create a portable copy of NVDA. You can install NVDA and if you choose.
Creating portable copy dialog. Success dialog. Successfully created a portable copy of NVDA of C. NVDA. OK button.
Enter.
View downloads Windows Internet Explorer. Desktop list. User not select.
And browser is done. So this is how you update your portable version of NVDA. Install copy versus portable copy versus temporary copy. You may be wondering, we have one installer file, but why two versions? Or rather, why three versions of NVDA? These have different uses. So to list some of the differences between these versions, so the most unrestricted copy of NVDA is the installed version. In installed copy, you can run NVDA when Windows starts. You can ask NVDA to pop up when you start computer. As well as you can run programs that has administrative privileges. This is applicable for anything other than Windows XP. Because user account control and other administrative features were not introduced until Windows Vista. And also, if at Windows 8, you can use touchscreen with install copy only. As well as you can run Windows Store apps, formerly called Metro, and nowadays called Modern Apps. You can use these apps with installed version only. If a portable version, you can take a portable version anywhere with you. So all the settings that you need, all the user settings, all the synthesizer settings, all the add-ons that you've installed on portable copy, they are available everywhere, provided that you are carrying a drive, a USB drive or somehow, with a portable copy on it. Temporary copy is useful if you're going to do demonstrations of NVDA. The temporary copy respects the settings from the installed copy, if you have an installed copy of NVDA. So for example, if add-ons that were installed on your computer, if you run the temporary copy, all the add-ons and our voices are available to you. How to start and quit NVDA. The last thing we'll learn in this introductory tutorial is how to start and quit NVDA. And there are different methods to starting NVDA if you have installed copy versus portable version. If you want to just use temporary version, you just run the installer. So to start NVDA, at least for the installed copy, you would press the key that you're assigned to NVDA, usually Control Alt N, or find NVDA icon in the start menu, in the desktop. If you have Windows Vista or Windows 7, you can just press Windows key to open the start menu, type NVDA, and you can just start there. If you have Windows 8, you can go to start menu, type NVDA, and then from the list of apps that appear, you can choose NVDA. Or you can run NVDA from run dialog for any operating systems. So press Windows R for run and then type NVDA. But I think it's much preferable if you use the dedicated shortcut key, that is Control-Alt-N. So I'll press Control-Alt-N to start the portable, install the copy of NVDA.
Taskbar.
Now, in my case, I don't have, I have the portable copy installed onto my computer, so I don't see welcome dialog. But you'll see the welcome dialog next time. And that is how you start NVDA install version. You just say taskbar and something similar in your language. To quit NVDA, regardless of whatever version you have, press Insert and the letter Q. Q for quit. The Insert key is usually one of the keys in the six-pack, or you can use a numpad insert.
Exit NVDA dialog. Are you sure you want to quit NVDA? Yes button, Alt Y.
Yes. To start a portable version of NVDA, you would go to the folder where you have already had the portable version installed, then press Enter on NVDA.exe. Alternatively, you can press Windows R for run. This is universal across all OSs. And type in the folder or the path where NVDA is. For example, if you have a USB thumb drive, which is labeled drive F, if you install NVDA onto, say, NVDA, then the path to type will be NVDA path / NVDA, and press Enter. In this case, F colon / NVDA / NVDA. If I do that, say, C colon / NVDA / NVDA.
Desktop list. User not selected, 1 of 23.
Now, that'll be the portable version that's running right now. Again, to quit, you will press Insert Q for quit.
Exit NVDA dialog. Are you sure you want to quit NVDA?
Then press Enter to quit NVDA. The Insert key, the 6-pack Insert key, or the numpad Insert key, and for that matter, if you configure it right, the Caps Lock key is hereby referred to as NVDA modifier key, shortened to NVDA key. We'll talk more about command structures and how you can execute commands in the next tutorial. So this ends the first tutorial where you learned about what NVDA is, its features, installation scenarios, and how to start and exit NVDA. So we're all set to start learning more about NVDA and its powerful features. See you next time.